Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Yeah, that next day, Christmas Eve, waking up in our house, it was like, this is unbelievable.
My name is Peter Kilmartin, and in this episode, we travel to County Fermanagh to meet Kira and Sean and their stunning home nested in the beautiful countryside. This episode is so interesting and such an interesting approach to building a home. Kira and Sean actually started the build nearly 6 years ago, and in the middle of their build, decided to press pause and move their lives to Canada. When they finally came home and got the wonderful news that Kira was pregnant, they got the push on to finally get the house fully finished. The house is an absolute credit to the guys, and with Sean being a carpenter, it's full of stunning timber frame and panelling features. So definitely don't forget to see this home on the Get In Our Home YouTube channel. I must say, I was really impressed with the interior finish of the home. The guy said that they just waited so long to finish the build that when they finally moved in, they wanted the house to be fully finished for their first night's sleep. So I started by asking the guys about being from the area and wanting to have roots where they're from.
Yeah, so we're actually both local to where we've built our house here. Sean is from the local town and I'm literally from just up the road. So we didn't actually go too far, did we?
No, well, I was never going to go too far.
No, this area was exactly where we wanted to build our home. So.
And like, had you always spoke about this area or did it come later? Like,
I think that as we...
Well, I just kind of knew this is the kind of area that I wanted.
We're close to a town, but we're not too far.
Yeah, I didn't want to travel, like, say an hour or half an hour away. It was just kind of where I grew up.
Yeah.
And the countryside.
Yeah.
And if we were to have children, they'd go to probably the same school that we had went to. So that type of thing, we'd thought all of them things as well, hadn't we?
We had, yeah.
Yeah.
And so how did you meet? What's your story?
So we actually went to school together. So I'm a year younger than Sean, but went to the same school, same secondary school. And yeah, always kind of known each other. And then about 9 years ago, started to go out. And pretty quickly after that, actually, we did actually buy the site here. So it was about 2 years after that, I think. About a year and a half, and then, as I said, this had came up and we thought it was a great opportunity for us.
What attracted you to the site? Like, were you looking at loads of sites? Were you looking at, like, were you always going to build or did you ever look at buying a house? Like, tell me about that.
Well, I was always going to build, had the idea of building. And it was just, it happened to come up at that time.
What was it like when you seen it? Was it like, oh, this is 100% perfect? Like, because, you know, some people might be listening or watching this and they'll be looking at loads of different sites. What were, like, you know, well, how did you know that this was the one? You know, does that make sense?
I suppose in the sense of we knew that this area is where we wanted to build our home. So that in itself was a major factor, obviously. And we are both so close to our parents here, living here as well. Yeah. You know, we're not too far from either families, which is great now, obviously. But yeah, it just seemed like the right buy for us. So it did. So it worked out well, didn't it?
Did, yeah.
So tell me, so you buy the site.
Yeah.
And what happened next?
So bought the site, the site actually came with full planning permission.
Did that put you off? Not put you off, but did it make you think, well, we can't really design the whole new house ourselves? You know, what design limitations there? Was there ever any problem?
I feel like the way that the house actually is designed is something very desirable, especially for me. I'm like that person, what do I say to you? Everything has to be symmetrical.
Yeah.
And I really like that this style of house is in that sense, yes, the sunroom's added, but other than that, it's very symmetrical. Yeah. And I like that. Four bedrooms was something that we wanted, so we've got four big bedrooms here. Yeah. And we have
a... So it was probably a design that you're probably going to look at anyway. So yeah. Just kind of tick both boxes.
Yeah, so it's obviously... Kind of simple. Yeah, it's simple. There's not. It's not a very complicated house in terms of design. Three up, one down in terms of bedrooms. So, yeah, it's not complex in that sense for a bill. But for us, I don't think that there's really much else we'd need, really.
No, that's
So...
Yeah, and like, and then when you got the site and you knew they were planning on it, was there much work to be done then with the site? Like, what stage was the site at when you bought it?
It was, the footings was in just.
Oh, wow, okay.
Plans, so we're lucky at so that, was, yeah.
But I don't think we had any intention of just to go.
And what was the story behind it? How come, like, it was sold or what? Like, who, like?
So the person who actually designed the house, the architect, was the person who sold the site. So we bought the site through a estate agent, but the architect himself owned the site, so he had designed it, I think, to live here himself. Was that the...
Yeah, I'm not quite sure.
We're not 100%. Yeah, yeah. Never actually discussed it with him.
Yeah.
Very few interactions after that, really, because obviously everything had been through the motions.
Yeah.
And when we had took it over, there was no need, because we weren't making any changes to go back to him too much. But I suppose that's interesting in itself. So, yeah.
And then, like, So you get to say, did you go all guns blazing, build a house in 6 months? What happened next?
No.
I don't think that was the intention, really.
The intention for us was always to slow and steady wins the race.
Yeah.
Never wanted to have a big mortgage, never wanted big loans hanging over our heads. So we just went at it in a slow pace.
Yeah.
Obviously, we had the initial cost of buying the site, so there was no major happening straight after.
No.
It was about 6 months or more before we started to clear the site.
Yeah.
So nothing obviously happened in between then. And then kind of went...
Oh, wow. So you didn't take out a mortgage when you were buying the site? That you did it all yourself?
Yeah. Savings.
Wow.
So, we had approached it all with savings and did the block work over a period of time. There's no point pretending it was an overnight job.
Yeah.
It wasn't. There was lots of sacrifices to be made along the way, wasn't there?
It was, yeah.
It wasn't just like, we have all this money and it's sitting there and we can't wait to spend it. It was a different type of thing, but for us, that's what we wanted. I think it just worked well for us.
Yeah. And we were young. I really loved that idea of like, just being really, really smart, like what you were saying, Sean, earlier, like just being really smart about where you're spending your money and being really smart about how you're going to utilize what you've got at the moment, you know, and that's exactly what you did. So you get it to footing level and then you decide to disappear.
So no, not straight away. So it was 2015, the house was built, wasn't it?
Well, it's the black work, yeah.
The black work was done 15.
Windows and doors?
No, they came later after that.
No.
Roof went on 16.
Yeah.
And then 2000, well, we kind of already discussed it obviously prior to that, but we got engaged in Christmas 16 and we already had plans to go away. So we had applied for our work visas for Canada and moved and left the house behind and went traveling for a couple of years.
Yeah.
And then obviously when we were away, we did little bits. As and when we could.
Yeah, it was really just to get it watered, hey?
Yeah, so we got the windows and doors in and a plaster just on the outside.
And what did people say when you were leaving for Canada?
I think everyone thought we were a bit mad. Because we, you know...
Yeah, well, I think that was more so it looked finished from the outside and put it...
It wasn't, you know, it's easy to look at something from the outside and say, wow, why are you not living there? But inside it's just block.
Yeah.
But... I think for us, that was just the right thing to do. You know, traveling was something we'd always discussed.
Yeah.
And having your own home is amazing and everything. But there was so much more to life than that for us. We wanted to do and see and go places and enjoy our time with each other.
Still give us a chance to save.
Oh, yeah. That too. So we obviously moved to Canada and both had, you know, good jobs in terms of we were able to save and have a good lifestyle and so when we were gone. The windows and doors went in, it was plastered, so it was a big change when we came home and seen it, because it was all from afar. You know, we were just getting sent pictures of the windows going in, remember?
Yeah.
We're like, oh, this is mad, you know, it was so good to see.
And like, how do you manage that when you're the other side of the world? Like, did you have family coming down and telling the windowman what to do? Like, how do you do that? Like, logistically, how do you actually do that?
Well, your dad did a lot, didn't
yeah,
he? Dad he did kind it. Of, anytime anyone was on site, he was kind of always around.
Yeah, just to keep an eye on.
He was retired at that point, wasn't he?
Yeah.
So we were lucky that we had him and someone that we trusted to just go and be able to tell him what was what. But, yeah.
And did you find it hard, like, watching it?
What was that?
Like, did you find it hard? Like, I just think it's so strange that you watch this house, well, not getting built, but a good bit of work done.
Yeah.
And you just, like, I know, Sean, that you are a tradesman yourself.
Yeah.
Did you find it hard that you were thinking they better not be making mistakes? Like,
it was, but, we still had plenty of pictures and comment.
Yeah.
Of different angles. And
yeah. So don't worry, he was there zooming in, making sure everything was all right. But yeah, no, it was great. It was great that when we came home and a couple of holidays that we seen changes. It was pretty amazing, actually, wasn't it?
It was, yeah.
Yeah.
And what was the plan? Like, was your plan always to kind of, I know you mentioned slow and steady, but like when you were in Canada, were you going to stay there for X amount of time and then leave once the house was at a certain stage? Or how did you do that?
No.
Just kind of naturally.
It was kind of one of those things that we had went and we got a 2-year work visa, but we'd got extended, so we were lucky enough to be able to have that choice if we wanted to stay longer. The reason that we moved home was because we got married summer 2019 then, so we moved home just a couple of weeks before that, and we knew we were moving home because our intention was always to be get married, have kids, you know, have a house, have kids, and that kind of transition
that was
for us.
Going to be
that
in Ireland.
Our kids were always going to be in Ireland, so we made that decision to come home, and it was for us. It was hard. It was difficult to move home. It's a different lifestyle altogether. So, but at the same time, I feel like it was the right time for us to do that.
It was.
Yeah.
And then when you came home, you're in Canada. You get the windows and doors and roofing, and basically the house gets weather tight when you're in Canada. When you come home, what happens next? You know, how quickly did things start moving when you come home? When did you come home? What year was that?
So we came home 2019. It didn't move as quick as we would like. We came home and obviously we needed to find work, you know.
Yeah.
We needed to get jobs and start in that way. So we both found jobs and we went to a mortgage advisor, and he kind of told us what we needed to do to start the process, because...
So you hadn't got a mortgage at that stage?
No.
Yes.
Okay, wow.
No,
yeah.
So we hadn't had a mortgage at that stage. So he just kind of told us what we needed to do, you know. I think it was 3 months, I believe it was, to work before we could actually apply to see if we would
just
get approved.
Because we had come home.
Yeah.
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 And Camille, like, did you find it hard to get a mortgage then? Because the house was, I suppose, half built. Was that a difficulty?
I think it was maybe, we had issues along the way, but I think COVID had a lot to do with that. Because when we got our jobs and, you know, did our time that we were able to apply and we finally got approved for a mortgage, we still had a 6-month delay after that. So we were approved and just sitting there waiting for a couple of letters to come through and whatnot. Because of COVID and everything closing down, we did have issues there, so it did take quite a lot of time.
But did your broker say to you, like, oh, lads, look, it's going to be very hard to get you a mortgage because the house is at a certain stage where...
Mm-hmm. Well, they had said to us at that point that there would be only 2 possible lenders that would, you know, take us on board. And then when it came to the nitty-gritty, one of them wouldn't actually even consider us because we had been away. So there was one bank, and thankfully they approved it for us. And then it was March 2020 whenever we actually got the funds, wasn't it? I think, as COVID hit.
Right.
So COVID came in, we'd got our mortgage, and then Sean actually he hadn't worked then because of COVID. All the sites had closed down. So we had him on site for over 2 months. So that was great. It was there was a lot of push on at that point, wasn't there? It was kind of go, go, go for a long time.
Yeah.
In between the lulls of, you know, waiting for people and everything else, there was that push on, wasn't there?
It was, yeah.
Yeah.
And did you find it hard then when you came home, like, to get trades, to get back into the house again? Like, how did you find trades? And you probably knew a lot of people, Sean.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. I think it was more so when COVID happened.
Yeah.
That maybe it was harder to get them. With maybe people being off, and maybe with them being off, them then when they did come back on, they still had to
other jobs. Yeah.
That was
backlog.
Yeah, of course.
But yeah, other than
that, pretty much there was obviously a few setbacks along the way, but
maybe materials waiting on.
Yeah, things like that.
Suppliers.
But our in terms of our tradesmen, they were all very good.
Yeah.
You know.
And so one thing we spoke about off camera that I wanted to touch on again was that you didn't actually go with an engineer or an architect. Once you got your plans, you kind of self-built yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. But you did have a builder involved at certain stages.
Yeah, of course.
How did that work?
Well, it was good to have a local builder that could oversee, you know, that whole process.
Yeah.
Especially when you're away.
And he was someone you knew, actually, personally, so that worked out well for us.
So you probably trust him.
Yeah, definitely. So it was great. Everything was pretty smooth sailing in terms of everything that went when we were gone and in between. You know,
in hindsight, when you were away, would you have gotten him on board earlier? Do you know, like, would he have made things go a little bit smoother when you were abroad and stuff, if he was there?
I don't know. I think it was, we were okay in that sense at that point when the actual block work was done, weren't we? Because, you know, there wasn't that much really to be needed to be done.
Yeah.
You know, Sean had roofed the house.
It was kind of going on the savings at the beginning. So I don't think it could have progressed any faster.
No, it wouldn't have unless we, because we were just going with our own funds. It wasn't going to go any quicker than that, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But for us, you know, it worked out well. We're very lucky, and we're fully aware of the fact we're very lucky.
And where did you stay then when you came back from Canada?
So when we moved back home, we moved in with my mother.
Wow.
Renting was just never an option.
No.
We just couldn't justify it in terms of, you know, no.
It was hard coming back from living by yourself.
Yeah, so we'd obviously had our own apartment for a couple of years in Canada, and to come home and live with your parents again, it's not easy, but in the long run it was the best decision for us. We were able to save because of that. I don't think we would have got as far if we were out renting.
No, definitely not.
I'm sure they were glad to see the back of you when you were moving in.
I don't know. She said she would have happily kept us for longer, didn't she?
Did.
I don't know how true that might have been.
I'll have to run it by her again anyway.
And then obviously, so in the middle of all this mayhem, you get some exciting news.
Yes. So we obviously found out we were pregnant then as well.
Yeah.
So that was pretty... It was kind of that thing that was like, right, if there was ever need to be a push on, this is the time that we need to actually get on top of this and move this as quickly as possible. So I had actually started working from home then when COVID hit, and Sean actually then had went away to Dublin to work. So he was working Monday to Friday. So as I previously mentioned, my mum only lives around the road. So it was very easy for me to come back here and breaks and lunches and have that interaction with the tradesmen. How's everything going? Is there anything that you need? And when will you be back to do such and such? So that was great.
And did you find that hard managing trades? Like, because some people really hate that.
No, I think because they were all pretty straightforward. You know, if they're not going to be able to come back when we thought them, they were never going to say, I'll be back. It was, we always knew. They were always keeping on top of it.
Yeah.
You know, they were going to be a week later than they said. They'd keep us informed on them things, wouldn't they?
They would, yeah.
Yeah.
There's no waiting. I'll be here tomorrow.
And then not showing up.
For a week later.
Yeah, we didn't have much of that, thankfully.
You hear some absolute horror stories.
You really do.
Yeah. So, no, we were lucky in that sense. And they kind of guide us a bit as well along the way, especially the electrician. He was great, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Because he would say... Because I think when it comes to electrical work, it's very hard to know where, right, where should I have this light or where should I have that socket or, yeah, you know, things like that. So he had kind of guided us with like outside lights. We've got way more than we thought, don't, yeah, we? Because we didn't really think about them. You know, you're, yeah, thinking, do you need that? But now it's great that we have, yeah, all that. And yeah, he was great, wasn't he?
He was, yeah, yeah, he was. Yeah.
And did you make any last minute changes to the house design when you heard that there was a baby on the way?
No, we were kind of pretty far on at that stage for you making any changes, weren't we?
We were, yeah.
Yeah, so no, we actually made no changes at all.
Maybe some interior design changes.
Not really, actually. We kind of, I think that before we had so long to think about what we wanted, we kind of had this clear vision of what we wanted. Yeah. It was all this idea of everything should flow together and that we would have this home that kind of felt like it kind of was cozy and it was here. We'd lived here all, yeah, along type of thing. I had pictures on my phone from when we started of paneling. This isn't a new phase for me. Like, this isn't the whole thing. I wanted it from day dot. And we've used it quite a bit around our home.
Yeah.
I'm obviously very lucky that he was able to do it for us as well.
And was it always like, because the kind of style of this house is kind of quite country, but like a modern twist, was that always the style you were going for?
Oh, yes, 100%. I feel like the style of the home and everything that we went for kind of does flow well for us, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. Yeah. It works really well.
I don't think a modern sleek home would suit the exterior of the house as well. So it kind of, we wanted that, the feel that we have outside to be brought inside too. Because obviously we have green windows and doors, which really maybe isn't the norm of what you go for. But it's kind of for us was,
yeah,
that again was something that we wanted from the start.
It was.
Yeah.
It's absolutely stunning, especially in the exterior. I love it. It's just so unique.
Yeah.
It has such character. You,
yeah,
know,
really, I think that's it. We kind of wanted that, that little bit of our stamp on it, really. You know, as I said, we didn't have that idea of being able to plan it fully and design it ourselves, but all the things that we've done, that kind of added our own little stamp, yeah, on it along the way, didn't it?
Did, yeah.
Yeah.
And come here, I meant to ask you when we were talking about the site. So your site is actually a slope site,
yeah,
down towards from the road. Did that have any implications in terms of the building? Like, did you have to do any additional groundworks? Was there any drainage that they put in or thought about? What was the process?
Yeah, there? Not necessary at the minute, but there will be when we do start to do the street. There will be a good bit of work because it's down low, but it's not. It's not too bad from what I thought.
Mm-hmm. And like, say if you get heavy rain now, would you notice water coming down towards the house? Would that ever be an issue?
Well, no, because it's kind of, it goes down past the house and there's a river at the back and it just kind of flows down, the road.
Yeah, yeah, like, because, yeah, I think some people might have a slope site and might be going, oh, there could be a load of extra work in this.
Although, don't get us wrong, it's definitely a lot harder than having a flat site.
Yeah.
We did have quite a bit of grounds work prior to moving in, and it's, you know, there's still so much more to do.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's another big, massive undertaking in itself as well. When, yeah, we actually do get to the exterior, we really want to think about it and have it thought out properly and not just let's do that and get it done. Kind of, I'd nearly rather leave it the way it is.
Yeah,
than rush into it and make kind of a mistake in terms of, yeah, what we want to do out there because it is such a big undertaking.
Yeah.
We have all these ideas as well, but, you know, we kind of, I feel like we need to speak to some sort of professional to tell us if that's the right way,
yeah,
to go.
That's it.
Well, your site is lovely in the sense that it's got quite mature trees and hedges around it, which, yeah, is quite lucky because some people don't have that as a new build.
Oh, yeah, really, no, we're lucky in that sense. And actually, has a lovely stream that goes around the whole side.
It is, yeah.
And you can hear that at night. It's lovely, isn't it? Yeah.
And, okay, so moving on then. So finishing up the house then, how did you find, like, the last couple of weeks can be quite stressful and you're kind of getting through the process. How was that for you? Was it hard to get the last couple of finished bits? Because, mm-hmm, it's really interesting when I come in the door, the house is so, like, well finished. Like, it's so detailed. Like, you know, sometimes when you move into a new build house, there's a lot of, you know, small bits and pieces that still need to be done. Whereas this house feels like it's just like a showroom nearly. It's so finished, you know. Now, I'm not trying to blow any bubbles, but that's the way it is. What was your thought process there? Like, was it always like, okay, we're going to have it 100% painted, we're going to have 100% finished before we move in?
Or what was your
thought? I think because of the way that we'd approached it initially and we wanted to do it, and it took so long to get to that point that...
Yeah, so like what, so from like the last couple of months, what's the time frame? Just give me an idea of the timeline.
It's probably since the time that we bought the site and when we moved in was probably exactly 6 years. Yeah. So we had a lot of time to think about what we wanted and how we wanted to use the money that we borrowed. Because we were so savvy in terms of what way we spent it prior to that, weren't we?
Yeah.
You know, looking around for the best price, but keeping the quality high. So when it came to the finishings, we really wanted to do it exactly how we wanted it to be. We didn't want to move in with a half-finished house. Not that there's anything wrong with that at all. It's just the fact that it took us so long to get to that point.
Yeah.
That...
I can mind you... Like, if you get in, you're not going to get as much done.
No, I think that.
When you are in, so I thought. And I think kind of another thing was that because of the whole COVID thing and all, material and stuff had started getting slightly there. And I think some of the stuff we just thought, look, we'll just buy it.
Yeah.
Get it in now.
Yeah.
Because you leave it, you're probably not going to do it anytime soon, and then if the price rises, you're definitely
So we had went for like our bathrooms, we'd went for like high quality fixtures and fittings and everything like that, and we kind of had this idea of what we wanted. It wasn't just going to be, well, we'll get that because we'll have it then. It was always that thought process, like, right, well, I still want that in 10 years to come. I don't want just something I'm like, oh, well, I picked that on a whim because it might have been slightly cheaper or whatever. It was always what we wanted. And that's a good thing for us, that it took us a long time, but this is exactly how that we wanted our home.
Yeah.
We are so lucky that that's the way it is. But yeah, since we've moved in, we've done pretty much nothing.
And like, was there ever a stage where you're like, oh, look, it's grand, we'll just move in? Like, because... Like,
I kept asking that. Can we move in now? And it
Sean wasn't definitely moving when it was
half
done, because I probably would have been sleeping. I would have been just up trying to get it done.
Yeah. I feel like towards the end, we were just running on that stress level where you're really wanting to get it finished, because I was obviously heavily pregnant. So we had that.
Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah, we had that deadline where we're like, right, well, you know, we really want to get in for Christmas. And then prior to that, I thought we'd get in for November, remember?
Yeah.
And that didn't happen, and that was upsetting, and there was all these like hurdles along the way. You know, it wasn't always smooth sailing, especially definitely due to COVID.
Yeah,
Of course. Yeah,
but when we moved in, like, it was like the best day ever, wasn't it?
Was.
But we were exhausted. Oh my, where we were just so tired.
Yeah.
I think that night you think that you're probably not really going to sleep that well. I think when we moved in, we said it was like we were here forever, you know, wasn't it?
It was, yeah.
Yeah. It was just like the best feeling in the world to have somewhere that was our own. And yeah, it was great. So it was. And we were just so happy it was done. You know, it was a lot of stress. You know, it's self-building is definitely not an easy process. You know, it's hard, and it's, you know, but it's definitely worth it for
it is,
that saving. If you have the skills and knowledge behind you.
Well, you were lucky in the sense of
of course,
in the
yeah.
I was able to do a lot of himself.
And if
exactly.
If that's what you want, you know.
Yeah.
But, like, was there a lot of, I suppose, decisions made to cut costs throughout the build? Was there a lot of cost-cutting measures?
I don't think so. Not really, no. As I mentioned to you before, we really wanted to keep all the money that we spent within our own community. So we never really went too far for anything. Yeah. Everything in this house is local to us.
But I think it was just simple enough build as well. It
yeah.
wasn't the house style. It wasn't, you know, it was a simple enough style.
Yeah, it wasn't overly complex in that terms of things. So, yeah, we kind of just... Yeah.
Well, like, it's really interesting because for such, like, you know, a really well-finished home, and for you to be abroad and for you to still shop so local, you know, you'd nearly think that you'd have no loyalty and that you'd just go, you'd shop in Dublin or Belfast or wherever was the best price. You know, it was really interesting that you decided.
I think home, a lot of local was hard to beat in price.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah, and we found that when we had a supplier who we had that relationship with, we could ring and say, especially with terms of tiles and bathrooms, that you could say, like, can you get me 2 more boxes of that? And can you get them by the end of next week? And it's not this, okay, well, I'll get back to you, whatever. It was that straight, that relationship that they would come back and say, yeah, that's fine, that'll be in.
And how do you get that relationship with the other side of the world?
We didn't start them interior finished parts until we came in.
Yeah.
Like, till we came
home. Till we were home, yeah.
Yeah. But I suppose it's a small place and people do get to know you.
Yeah.
You know, you have your accounts in places and you ring up to pay and they're asking you how it's going.
Yeah.
And they're actually genuinely interested. There's something nice about that than not just some stranger on the phone who wants you to just pay and hang up.
Yeah.
Give me your money and go. Like, yeah.
So for us, it was nice. It was never, you know, fully thought through in that way. You know,
no.
We kind of, but it just kind of organically went that way as such.
Which is lovely, actually. Yeah. It's really nice. And it'll probably pay dividends in the long run for you. You know, in terms of if anything goes wrong, any mistakes,
100%.
They're local and they're going to be genuine in terms
completely.
Of helping you guys.
Yeah.
You know,
probably a better warranty.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Well, we hope that.
Well, like local people aren't going to screw over locals. You know
what
I mean?
That's it. Yeah, definitely.
You'd hope so anyway.
We hope so anyway.
and then moving on through the build, you know, when you think back at the building process and when you think back to the build, was there any really tough days? Were there any hard days when you think back, oh, geez, that was a rough one?
I think there was lots and lots and lots of them, especially for me. I was very wound up a lot of times, wasn't I?
You are, yeah.
You know, say, like, maybe your plumber was meant to come and they had an emergency call out or something and you're like, but I need you to do this.
I think that was more so just at the very end.
It's just the end. Yeah, the end, and that push was there.
Yeah.
There was a couple of wobbly times where I just kind of kept saying to Sean, like, I wish we had just bought a house. This is just so much stress. But now that's never a thought.
Yeah.
I'm so glad we didn't just go down the...
Just forgot off.
Yeah. It's easy to forget. Yeah.
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 The stress is
like... Yeah. The stress is very like in... It's a distant memory now at this point.
And was there any major mistakes or any problems that arose from the site itself? Or from the build itself, sorry.
No, I don't think so.
Not really, no. Don't think so. That wasn't easy rectified
anyway.
There was a couple of things along the way. Not everything runs completely smooth, you know, and that's fine, you know.
Yeah.
You're going to get that, you know.
It's about how you deal with the problem.
Oh, of course, exactly.
Yeah.
So, no, we were pretty lucky in that sense that nothing majorly wrong happened to us, weren't we? Yeah.
So I suppose then, moving on then, so, like, one of my favourite things about this house is the interior design, and it's literally like somebody came in and just, like, went pop, and it was all finished. Was there a huge plan there? I probably am looking at Kira here, because I don't think Sean had much of an input in the interior design.
No, we definitely picked everything together, but I feel like...
I think you kind of, it was just kind of like, you laid it all out, and then I just kind of...
You'll just say yes or no.
That's the kind of way.
Yeah. Yeah, as I said before, I kind of had this idea of how I wanted it finished. And, you know, I always had the idea of building my house and having everything exactly how I wanted it. So I think that the picking of things, as much as it was overwhelming at times, it was so exciting at the same time, you know. And then seeing little things come together was just mad. Like, it was the best thing in the world. Like, even in terms of like tile choices, we just, when they were laid, we're like, oh, I'm so happy that we went with that, when we weren't always sure, like, you know, there was then second guesses along the way.
Yeah,
but
when you pick them, it's hard to
envision it.
Yeah,
of course.
But did you have like a plan for the house, because it seems so uniform?
No, we didn't. No, we had picked our kitchen, and I had this idea that I wanted a white kitchen, and Sean was kind of like, I don't know, Kira, is a white kitchen a good idea? So I compromised, and we have a different colour island, so it's not all fully white. But no, it was all really, I feel like it was kind of like a fluke in times, because we had the panelling out there, and we were always going to panel, and it came to that thing where I agonized over colors throughout the house. And then when it came to the panel, and I didn't even get a sample, I picked that green color and I thought, right, that'll do. And I came back and I'd seen the whole paneling done. And I was like, okay, that was a good choice. Because everything else was, I had everything, like I was agonizing, like which cream? There's 5,000 creams to go for. And with that, I got to the point, because the paneling was done towards the end, that I was like, right, we need to pick it. And the painter's coming next week, get it picked. And I said to Sean, I want something dark. And I was looking at the paint colors and I have the green kind of tiles at the front. And I was like, yeah, green will do. We'll go with green. And it worked out. You know, it's not always that case where everything has been meticulously went over. You know, it kind of just worked, and it was great that it did.
Jesus, gas. And then, like, going through the house, like did you, like, was there any areas that you changed after you put it in? Was there anything that you, like, you didn't like?
No.
Oh, my God.
No, everything worked fine. There was one colour. We have paneling up on our own ensuite. And there was a colour that we picked.
Yeah, that was the only thing that was changed.
And I came in and I was like, no, that has to go. That is not staying here. I'm not even, no, it's not happening. Had to go. So other than that, no, everything else stayed the same, didn't it?
Did, yeah.
So we were lucky.
Wow.
It worked out well.
And then how did you find the interior, Sean? Like, did you find that you were just constantly being led by Kia, or did you have any input at all? Or was the garage your interior maybe?
Yeah, no.
No, you enjoyed it, I think, as well.
Yeah, I still enjoyed it, but it was just, I think, too much choice for me. I just kind of let Kira narrow it down.
Yeah, but I feel like when we had so much time to think of things, like, we had seen doors we'd wanted long before we were at that stage, and we knew we wanted doorknobs. So it was at that time where we'd come into picking them, right? We know we want white doors, we want two-panel doors, and we want doorknobs. So which ones do we want? So that kind of, the idea of knowing what exactly you want makes it easier to make choices.
Yeah, of course, because you can narrow it down.
Yeah, there's still a lot of choice when you narrow it down.
Yeah.
You know, it can be overwhelming. And it was them things that when you were getting, like, the kitchen and they were coming in and you're having that doubt, like, oh, will this work out okay?
Yeah.
And it always did, and it was great, you know.
And, when you first decide to build a house, you know that, like, vision in your head of the house and you can imagine every room. Did that vision change? Because there's such a long period they tried to build. Or was it always the same?
I don't think it really did change.
I don't think so, no.
No, I think we had this idea of, like, having, like, traditional style. And that traditional style flowed very easily throughout the house. And we knew... In terms of toilets, like, people just want the standard, whatever that toilet will do. We knew, we agonized over toilets. Yeah. We were like, okay, well, there's all these, and, you know, I think that one will suit that, and whatever. It was, there was so much detail. We'd thought of a lot, hadn't we?
We had, yeah.
You know, and then it kind of all worked out. So it did for us.
I love the, in the back kitchen, the toilet there, the way it matches the unit. It's really well done. It just works really well.
Yeah. It worked out well. Because we
another fluke, I'm sure.
Pretty much, really.
Yeah,
it was pretty much a fluke. It kind of worked with the tiles that we had.
Yeah.
We'd pick the tiles and then kind of picked everything round that.
Yeah.
And
it suited the size of the room.
Yeah, it suited the size of the room, and we kind of liked that idea of that was, like, oak and kind of old looking. And Sean, like, did tongue and groove paneling in there, and then we decided that we'd paint it the same colour as the utility room, so it kind of had that flow also.
Yeah.
So a lot of things were kind of just pairing back, you know.
Yeah, the, like, colours and the tiles.
Colours and the tiles and what might work with that, you know, and what's definitely not going to work, you know. So, yeah, it did kind of all kind of... work out all right for us in the end. It did.
A question I meant to ask earlier was just really structural questions, like, what build method did you go with for this house?
Just block.
And, like, you know, was there any ever consideration for anything else, or was it always going to go to traditional block?
I think it was just always going to go traditional block.
Yeah.
And I've really priced anything else or thought of anything else.
Yeah, I think it's really interesting that, like, nearly 90% of people I've spoken to so far have gone for, like, ICF or timber frame or these really, like, well, actually not them all, but some of them. But it's interesting that you just, like, no, block, and that's it.
Yeah, I'd say it was a simple enough build.
Yeah.
you know, there was no real thought went into that side of it. So it was hard to be at a black house.
Yeah, definitely. Especially in Ireland. Yeah, the weather we get.
Definitely. It's well insulated too, so we're lucky in that sense as well.
And like, did you find it hard then when you moved in? Was there a big change then compared to your mum's in terms of space and in terms of where everything goes and, you know?
Yeah, we had a lot more space.
Yeah.
So we did. But no, we were, I think when we'd moved in, we were like, right, this is our home and let's figure out what's going to work for us, you know, in terms of like storage. And we'd done different things, like Sean had like put a good fit out in our hot press and it's great. We've utilized the storage there and we've roof space out the back and we have lots of storage up there and, you know, we've kind of...
You really thought about where everything goes.
We kind of have, and there's still the rooms that are just filled with stuff. And they'll be filled with stuff for a while, and that's okay. We're okay with that. We just close the door and we don't open it, and that's... We just forget it exists until we need something from that room.
And you go, oh,
oh, yeah.
It's still there.
It's still there, but we'll get there someday.
I love that, though. I love that idea of, like, coming into the house and go, like, okay, so where does everything go? You know, that's because your house was so finished that you had that, like, I suppose, luxury that, you know, you can really play with that.
Yeah, no, a lot of it is just shoved in places as well.
Yeah. Like,
I wanted to ask you, your furniture and the things around the house, was that all local as well, or how did you source that?
Our furniture was made from a local man in the local town. So we got that of him. Flooring was all local. Kitchen was just down the road from us. So we had that ability that if we needed something or we needed to look at something
we weren't too far
that we could go and grab doors from them and take them to tile shop and, you know,
you could physically see it.
If
you were to go back, would there be anything that you might change?
I think that if we were to do it again, I definitely would think about having like a room, like a playroom, I think, because children come with a lot of stuff. And it would be lovely if we had a room that we could just, they could go in there, have all their toys and everything, and we could close the door on that also. But other than that, no, I think for us and the family that we intend to have, it's plenty space for us.
Actually, yeah, what square foot is this house, do you mind me asking?
2,250 square foot.
Yeah, so it is quite big. Like, because what I said to you, probably one of the first things that I said when you gave me a tour this morning was the size of every room is really spacious.
Yeah.
There's a load of
it
room.
It is, yeah.
I walked in here, I was like, wow, it's huge.
Yeah, you know? We're pretty lucky, but it's not complex in terms of, we've mentioned before that the plan is probably not very complex, but it really does work for us.
Yeah.
And it gives us them... Like, we have a really big ensuite and we have a really big bedroom and we have a lot of room to play with stuff up there. So it worked out okay, didn't it?
And tell me about your entrance. Tell me about the entrance hall.
Yeah, so it's huge. So we have the double height ceiling out there. So it's definitely, it's a show-stopping kind of thing. So whenever we had thought about it, as I mentioned previously, I knew I wanted to panel out there. I thought that would bring some sort of character to out there because it's such a big space. It's kind of hard to know what to do with it, but I felt like that was the right thing to do.
It could be too bare without anything.
Yeah, it definitely would be too bare. So
I think the skylight at the top really helps it well.
Yeah, it does, definitely brings in that lot of light. Yeah.
But I just love it. It's just so grand. Like, it's like you're in a country house, you know, in the middle of Scotland, and you just walk in. It's like, wow.
Yeah, no, it is. It's really nice. So every time we come through the door, I'd be like, "Is this mine?" Like, I feel very lucky that it worked out the way it did for us. We're very happy with all that we have at the moment, anyway, aren't we?
We definitely are.
Yeah.
So what is next on the to-do list?
Straight, I'd say it.
There's just a list that's like never ending of things that need to be done. But for us now, we want to focus on trying to get something done with outside.
Yeah.
We have a couple of rooms that's not touched and that's fine. We're not in any rush to get them finished. We're happy with the space we have currently. So if we were to get something done with outside, we'd be very happy, I think.
Yeah.
And go from there.
Yeah. The landscape as well, it's like, it's one of those things that when you're in COVID and you're locked in, you really appreciate your
100%.
Outside.
Yeah.
So much more.
Yeah,
you know?
Definitely. It's we're really thinking fun. About what we want and how it would work for us, because people do stay at home more now,
yeah,
don't they?
It's just hard to visualize.
It is. It's definitely hard to visualize, but
you know what it's going to look like. Or
mm-hmm.
I think you've got a load of options, though, especially with the maturity of your surrounding area.
Yeah. No, we do. We have loads of space, so we feel like we're just going to maybe take each bit at a time and kind of see what works and then add to it as we go along.
What is your favourite part of your home?
I really like the kitchen.
Yeah, I think the hall.
Why? Why the hall?
I don't know, I just like the whole wood, you know, the stairs, the whole panel, you know, that kind of whole look.
Yeah. No, don't get me wrong, I love it too, but I feel like the kitchen is just so homely for us. Like, we spend all our time in the kitchen, cooking, eating. If we ever have anyone over, we're all in this room. I feel like that, for me, is why I like this room the most. So I do.
And so tell me, so I'm just trying to think now. So when did you actually move in? What was the date that you moved in?
We moved in the 23rd of December, 2020.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So right before Christmas.
Just right before Christmas, yeah. It was great. We were like, thank God, get the Christmas tree up quick. So we'll be more prepared this Christmas.
So this will be your second Christmas?
This will be our second Christmas, but we actually didn't have Christmas Day here. Yeah. So we didn't, we actually went around to my mum's for Christmas. So this year is our turn to host.
Yeah.
And we just can't wait to have everyone here and like enjoy the house that we have. And yeah.
You probably haven't had anybody properly over
no,
yet, have you?
Not no, not really, no.
No.
It's funny because nearly all the homes we've spoken to, it's the same. And they haven't had to have that housewarming. Or...
Yeah, no. So we've just recently started to do a little bit with our spare room.
Yeah.
Because hopefully come Christmas, maybe someone might want to stay. That we'll have somewhere for them to sleep.
Okay, so I want to take you back. So 23rd of December, you're smiling already, as I say, because it must have been so nice. So you go to sleep that night. What was it? I want to get to that moment. What was that moment like when you woke up? You know, like, you started in 2014. You've been to Canada. You've been through COVID. You know, the whole lot. And then it's just like...
Oh, it was just... I feel like it was the biggest relief just to get in.
It was, yeah.
Yeah, it was just the best feeling for us because it was just so long coming. And the end felt so long, didn't it?
It did, yeah. I think it started to kind of drag.
It was dragging, you know.
But it was still...
It was moving, but it wasn't probably moving at the speed that we wanted it to. But
you thought it was.
Yeah, that next day, Christmas Eve, waking up in our house, it was like... This is unbelievable. We were so happy, weren't we?
Wow.
And we had like the best sleep. Probably because we were just literally exhausted. But yeah.
Finally got in.
And was there that moment of like...
Yeah. Yeah. That moment where we sat down that evening. I think we were flat out until we went to bed. Just getting things done and getting things out of boxes. But we were lucky that we had our families to help us.
Wow, yeah.
You know, they were cleaning... Like, there's so much cleanups. It was non-stop, wasn't it?
It was, yeah.
So we were so lucky that they were there throughout all that. So when we went to bed that night, we were just like... I felt like it was going to be a good sleep.
Well, when you're tired, it usually is. So.
Yeah. We were definitely ready just for it to be our home and for us to live in it. So we were.
Yeah.
Well, that's really nice.
Yeah.
And is this year forever home?
I think so.
I think so, but yeah, never say never.
Yeah.
Really?
I think if the opportunity came up to build again, maybe we consider it, but I don't think I'd ever let go of this house. So I don't.
Wow, that's really shocked me, actually. I didn't think you'd say that.
Yeah, no, I think if it was like... this amazing site and it was everything that we ever dreamed of, yes, but until that, no.
For us,
no. I feel like we've just put so much effort into this house
so
far that I don't know.
Yeah.
But you'd never say never, but no plans.
No.
No.
I couldn't say anytime soon anyway.
No.
You need to finish this one first.
Yeah, let's get rid of, let's do this one first, yeah, before we start anything else.
It's nearly us, guys. One thing I always ask at the very end is, what if somebody's about to start their bidding process, would you have any, I suppose, not top tip, but like, what would be the like one piece of advice you might say to somebody, say, whatever you do?
Oh, always have extra in the budget.
Yeah.
Because nothing really runs to plan in terms of your budget, because especially with the way that materials change and price and everything, that keep saving, keep like knuckle down, and you know, it'll be well worth it in the long run. So yeah, save as much money as possible. And kind of like with in terms of like interiors and things like that, I think like to know your own style is a very important thing, because in this day and age with Pinterest and Instagram and all the things that we see, it's very easy to get wrapped up in that and kind of forget what you actually like. And you think, this is lovely and I've seen this and someone's did this and whatever, but you kind of have to just have them thoughts and know what you want yourself too, because it is easy to get carried away.
It is,
and we know that too. You know, if I was...
You see too much.
You definitely see too much.
Maybe it's not for you.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, because some people get sucked into like, oh, I wish mine was like that, or I wish, you know.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, they have to appreciate their own
first.
Oh, yeah, you know, completely, yeah. And that's it, you know. You have to have your own stamp on it as well. You know, you can't just go with, you've seen such a such a thing, so you need to run out and get that and match it. You need to have your own taste too, you know. So, yeah, definitely those two. And the savings, definitely important.
Yeah.
Saving probably the most crucial one.
It is,
of course.
Because without that, nothing else can follow.
Yeah, really. Exactly. Yeah. Think into it all. Yeah.
I think it's a real credit to you, and I really mean that, because it's really interesting in the sense that you had, I suppose, the bravery to sustain, and not even the bravery, the patience to be able to sustain this build over such a long period of time. Because some people might have just lost interest, or sold it, or you really had that vision from such a long. So, you know, for people listening or watching and they're looking at this and they're saying, oh, it's never going to end, you know, chances are your build is going to be finished in 16, 18 months, not 6 years.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're a real credit and a triumph to the fact that there is light in the tunnel.
Of course.
It can be hard to watch it for that long.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And I feel like towards the end, I was just so wanting everything to be done that I was nearly getting annoyed when I wasn't moving in and I was seeing other people moving in. And I was like, oh, like, I want to just get in now. I think towards the end that it came where it was just such a push that the stress levels were pretty high and we were just wanting to get in so much. And
which is understandable because you've seen it for so long and now you're really close.
Yeah.
I can understand that.
Of course.
You know, that apprehension to get in.
And fair play to people who can do it in a year.
Yeah.
Like, it's insane.
Yeah. Like it nearly took us a year to get from plastering on the inside to get in.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a credit to people who can push on and get it done that quickly as well. So we appreciate that as much as they may appreciate the struggles that we had, you know, but... Yeah.
Well, I just think your one is really interesting for people that might be considering, you know, buying a site and kind of ticking away at it.
Yeah.
That, you know, people that might immediately need a home, you know what I mean? Because some people, a year, they only have a year before they need to get out of wherever they're staying.
Of course,
whatever, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think yours is really interesting for those that might have a bit more time or might be a bit younger or whatever and might be able to spend a bit more time on the site and, you know, tip away at it before they apply for the mortgage. So that's really...
Definitely, no.
Really interesting.
Yeah, no, we're definitely lucky.
You're meant to get there.
Yeah, you get there. That's the thing. And when you do, it's the best thing ever. So it is. So if you're having any delays or anything like that, struggles, they'll be long forgotten when you're in your home.
Yeah.
You know, they're just a distant memory, really, in terms of when you get in and that feeling of just like satisfaction that you had done everything and all the hard work really did pay off, you know. So, yeah.
Guys, thank you very much. I really, really appreciate your time. I can't believe that's only been 50 minutes. Would you believe that?
Oh, my.
Thank you. If people want to find you on Instagram, is that okay?
Of course. So we have an Instagram page. It's called Are We Self-Built?
Okay, perfect. I'll pop that below anyways.
Okay.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Really, really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. Don't forget to check out the guys on Instagram at @rweselfbuild. I'll also post their details in the description below anyways. And thanks to you all for listening, and really, really appreciating the support. And see you all next time.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.